Hello, and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine Podcast. This is the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday Podcast. We just did our Scrap Go Scrap Podcast 2 hours ago. We ended it about an hour ago. I'm waiting for David Ray to show up. I'm a little early. Today, we're going to talk about free food and medicine. God's medicine. Sorry, I just got done eating. Probably should have waited a minute before calling in. But anyhow, free food and medicine. So today's topic, I don't know if Marcus Rothkranz would approve or not, but we're going to talk about a very controversial subject when it comes to food and medicine. Now, in some cultures, it's perfectly fine. Our culture, definitely not. But people are warming up to the idea. I have not. But it's still interesting and intriguing. But that being said, we are the apex predator. So why wouldn't we? I'm going to go ahead and try a different experiment today. I'm going to go ahead and call in to Blog Talk Radio before 10 o'clock and see what happens. Basically, it's not going to let us start recording until 10 o'clock. But yeah. That'll give us something to do while we're waiting for David Ray to show up. Dialing, looking for my numbers here. Smartphones are sometimes more complicated. I think this is the one we want. Okay, our show will go live in 7 minutes.
7 minutes until showtime.
Anyhow. So, what do we talk about for 7 minutes? While we wait for David Ray. I loaned my book out, my Free Food and Medicine book. I had 6 of them that I bought. I barter and traded one of them, but I didn't get the other item that I traded for. So I'm going to have to address that issue here shortly. And then I don't know who all I let borrow the other books, but now I'm without a book. Not good.
6 minutes until showtime.
So I know two people on the land have a book, so that's 3 books. I don't know where the other 3 books are. But I guess they'll turn up. And they're only $30 now. I paid $40 for them originally. But now they're only $30. So you can pick yours up for 30 bucks. If you go to freefoodandmedicine.net, you can give me credit for it. But if you don't want to give me credit for it, then go to freefoodandmedicine.com. Either way, it's 30 bucks. And I'll get, I think, a 10% kickback, something like that. Hello!
5 minutes until showtime.
Hello, and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast.
Right. You know, I couldn't find a single thing in Rothkranz's book concerning crickets.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be.
Well, mostly because I didn't look.
Oh. That would be a valid point, I guess, maybe.
Well, you know, I kind of think he's not going to mention it in his plant book, but... I found a couple of websites that do have some information on it.
4 minutes until showtime.
How many minutes?
4.
Mostly from companies that are promoting the eating of insects and such in the first place. And that is a problem, because if you're trying to find information specifically about crickets because for religious reasons you don't eat certain other bugs, you know, and they're trying to tell you how much healthier a caterpillar is than eating a cow, well, people who follow biblically clean foods are not going to eat a caterpillar.
Why not? They're kosher.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Aren't they part of the bald caterpillar category?
Yeah, I think you're making
3 things
up.
3 minutes there. Until showtime.
Oh, it's not
anyway.
A bald locust?
A bald locust is a like a grasshopper.
Oh, I thought it was a caterpillar.
No. Nope, not even close.
What bugs eat honey locusts?
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I think it might.
Right.
You what?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think the honey locust is an insect.
No, but the bug
2 minutes until showtime.
The bug that eats the locust would be kosher, right?
You're messing with me. I can tell.
I don't. Heck if I know. I'm not biblical. I'm a heathen.
Well, then you can go eat the caterpillars, but don't try serving them to me.
Whatever. Great green gloves up, greasy, grimy, gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, little birdies, turdy feet, french fried eyeballs, rolling in a pool of blood, and I forgot my spoons. So they gave me scab sandwiches to put on top. monkey vomiting, camel snot. Put it all together, and what do you got? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the DD&D restaurant.
Blah.
1 minute until showtime.
1 minute till showtime.
Right.
Yeah. So, which grasshopper is a hairy locust?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that one of the categories?
Not that I know of.
So, cicadas, are those locusts?
No, they're not.
So, what locust plagued Egypt?
I don't know.
And why didn't they just eat the locust?
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
For 75 years, we've been offered more government and still more government programs as solutions to problems created by the government. That's a pretty neat trick. Conceal the fact that you and your brain trust have created the problem and offer a solution which puts more and more power into your hands and into the hands of like-minded people who follow you into office. 75 years of this, and we're now on the brink of a dictatorship.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
If you're happy with this, I'm not. I'm angry. Remember, you may be a strutting peacock today, but tomorrow, you could be a feather duster.
I approve of what was said in this commercial, and I'm Lenny Ladner.
Anyhow, even though that was technically a scrap gov scrap message, it's also a scrap big pharma and big agra message. Basically, they keep giving us solutions with all these problems, like these pharmaceuticals with all these side effects, so that they can give us more solutions as, you know, cures or whatever to the problems that they created in the first place with these pharmaceutical drugs that have all these problems.
Right.
And Big Agra is basically putting problems into the food so that you need to depend on Big Pharma for solutions, which they don't offer solutions. They offer solutions with problems. It's just a big rat race.
More side effects to help with the other side effects.
Right. So what do? We opt out. We say, we're not going to participate. No, we're not going to participate. We're not going to participate anymore.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we can't ask the question why. Yeah. Anyway. So, so what's our subject tonight?
Free food and medicine.
Right.
If the bugs eat all your free food, then eat the bugs.
Oh my. Oh.
I mean, you know, in the Bible, God plagued Egypt with, you know, locusts coming and eating all their crops. Well, the solution to that is eat the locusts.
Pretty much. And, you know, they are listed in Scripture as clean. I don't really like the word kosher. because that word's been twisted around. Now, the problem I see with eating bugs that are listed in the Bible is that, well, let's see now. I've got, BibleHub.com up. And it's Leviticus 11:22. And I know not everybody likes the New International Version, but, you know, this first one listed here. All right? And it says, locusts, katydid, crickets, and grasshoppers are all clean. You can eat those. All right? But you go through here, and some of them only list three insects. And let's see now. Here's the King James Bible. I'll leave out a lot of the verbiage, but basically it says the locust, the bald locust, the beetle, and the grasshopper. Well, either there's something wrong with the King James or there's something wrong with the New International Version, because New International didn't mention the beetle. All right.
Beetlejuice.
Right. The Holman Christian Bible doesn't mention the beetle. JSC,
well, they didn't have Volkswagens back then.
Yeah. Well, apparently King James did.
Oh, okay, my bad.
New American Standard says locusts, crickets, and grasshoppers. Oh, okay. Locusts, the devastating locust. Crickets and grasshoppers. Doesn't mention beetle. Matter of fact, I'm kind of scanning through here, and it looks like of all the examples, only the King James mentions the beetle.
Interesting. What kind of beetle?
It didn't specify. Here's the Darby. This one's interesting. Okay. These shall ye eat of them, the arbeth after its kind, the solom after its kind, the hargal after its kind, the hargab after its kind. What in the heck is an arbeth, solom, hargal, and hargab?
What, a golem?
Yeah, you know, those are the insects that you can eat according to the Darby Bible translation.
And what nation is that from, or what planet?
Planet Earth. Oh my gosh. Okay, Young's literal translation says the locust, the bald locust, the beetle, and the grasshopper. Young's literal translation agrees with the King James. But my point is, if you want to do, you know, and we're going into a religious discussion rather than a food discussion, if you want to follow the biblical standard, how do you know it's the correct version? Because there's clearly different opinions as to what's what in here, okay?
D, all of the above.
Yeah. So, leaving that alone, I generally assume that crickets, katydids, and grasshoppers fall under locusts, and those are acceptable. And the beetle, while I would like it to be acceptable, I'm not sure. All right?
Oh, King James wouldn't lie.
No, he wouldn't lie at all, because, you know, he wouldn't want to practice authoritarianism when Christ said we're not to.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, that's getting political and religious again. All right. So, leaving that out, our discussion was crickets today, as I understand it.
Cricket.
And I did do a little bit of research on them.
They're high in protein and high in fiber.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there's a site here that does a comparison. If I can read it. Okay. If you were to eat 30 grams of roasted crickets versus 30 grams of meat, of beef, the cricket would have 20 grams of protein while the beef would only have 8. The cricket would have 43 milligrams of calcium, whereas the beef would only have 3.6. It would have 3.2 grams of iron, where the beef would only have 1 gram. So nutritionally speaking, the cricket is far superior to beef. So, you know, at least on those things. Now, this website is called aketa.com. That's aketa.com. And I won't go back and read the exact passage where it says it, but basically they say, you know, if you eat a cow, you don't say you eat a cow, you say you eat beef. You know. So, you know, and they pointed out a few other animals, you know, if you eat pig, you don't say you eat pig, you eat pork, all right, or you eat ham. So they want people to, instead of saying I'm eating crickets, to say that you eat aketa. So aketa is their name for the
cricket meat.
Yeah, cricket. Well, you eat the whole cricket. One way or another, you eat the whole cricket. All right. So they're talking about aketa is high quality protein, good source of fiber, free of gluten, soy, and dairy, assuming that you didn't feed the crickets those things.
Cows are free.
Non-GMO. So apparently they aren't, they're using real crickets as opposed to genetically modified ones.
I eat cowl.
Cowl? You eat cow? You eat moo?
I eat moo.
I eat moo. Oh, my gosh.
So if you feed your crickets a GMO diet?
Yeah, then they'd be GMO. So, but I guess this company says they feed it a non-GMO diet. Yeah, and they're comparing. Well, yeah, it doesn't specify here yet.
They eat dirt.
I see. But they're saying beef uses 38 times more land, drinks 23 times more water, you know, to produce the same gram of food. Uses 12 times more feed.
But if you need weed eaters, you know, get you some miniature cows.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to junk this website because beef produces 1,815 times more greenhouse gases. In other words, they're talking about cow flatulence and
cow farts.
You know, yeah, methane and, yeah. It's like, well, you know, we actually want more greenhouse gases. I'm sorry, people, but I know it's not a popular thing to say nowadays, but humanity did much better when we had the, I forget what it's called, but temperatures got much hotter on this planet during human civilization. I forget what century it was, but they were growing grapes up in Scandinavia, in the northern reaches of Scandinavia, when during a portion of our history, much hotter than what we have right now. The human population boomed during that time. Unfortunately, we had a mini ice age immediately following, and that resulted in the Black Plague. So that gives you roughly what time period to go look for that in history.
Yeah.
What does cricket taste like? Like you could describe it in words.
Here's a cricket pizza.
Yep.
123 best cricket recipes.
Yeah, so I was trying to find out information about crickets. One site to look at is insectsarefood.com. But unfortunately, they mix the cricket information with everything else on the planet as well. You know, so it's kind of hard to sort out what's good about a cricket versus a caterpillar.
Crazy simple, no rise, all wheat cricket pizza.
Oh boy. Have a question? We're here to help. Yeah, how do I get you out of my face so I can actually read the website?
Cricket flour. Here we go.
Yeah, you lightly roast the crickets and grind them up into powder. Let's see now. Nutritional values of crickets versus common foods per 100 grams of each.
Crickets have about 60% of protein per bug.
Yep. Okay, this site says a cricket has more calcium than the same amount of milk.
Hey.
Almost four times iron as spinach. About 25% more fiber than green beans.
Cricket flour is high in vitamin B12, potassium, calcium, iron, magnesium, selenium, protein, and fatty acids.
Right.
Supposedly.
Yeah, now I'm on a site called insightpest.com under bug cricket nutrition. And while it's supposed to be about crickets, they keep throwing in things like caterpillars. It's like we're reading about crickets.
Oh, I like caterpillars. They taste like chicken. How and why you should be using cricket flour for your baking. Well, according to the vegans, you shouldn't be cooking anything over 110 degrees.
Yeah, it depends on your vegan.
This is true. The original vegans just cut out dairy.
Right. And eventually we just called them vegetarians.
Right. And now the unethical vegans claim the right to be vegan, and if you're not like them, then you're going to hell.
Yeah, that would be the unethical ones, but not all vegans are unethical. Generally speaking, vegans who are vegan for nutritional reasons, I find them to be rather ethical. But the ones who say that they don't want to harm their fellow creatures and stuff like that, those are the ones that tend to throw buckets of blood at people who are wearing fur coats.
Right. Like, those are the people that cause harm to people.
Right. Where did you get the blood from? You're a hypocrite. All right? You know?
That's another subject that we didn't think of, did we?
Yeah. Well, they do sometimes use red paint instead to represent blood, but all the same, you know. And as far as not causing harm to their fellow creatures on this planet, hate to break it to them, but lettuce screams when you eat it. We just can't hear it.
Oh, yeah. Crickets scream
you know?
When you eat them, too.
Well, when you roast them.
Just don't eat katydids while they're still kicking, because they bite. They will bite back.
Is this from personal experience?
It's from Stinky Junior's personal experience.
Oh. For those who don't know, Stinky Junior.
I had to rescue her. She was clawing at her face, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. And I figured out that she had a katydid head attached to her tongue. She had eaten the rest of it. And she couldn't get the tongue. She couldn't get the head. The katydid bit her tongue while she was eating it. And she couldn't get it off. And she was hurting herself trying to get the katydid off her tongue. So I had to hold her face open with one hand and reach in with the other hand and pull the katydid off her tongue.
Yeah. And see, here's the problem I'm having with finding nutritional information just on crickets. So here I am on insectsorfood.com, and I was referred to this site because supposedly it talked a lot about crickets. And it says, how many insects are edible? It says there are an estimated
edible insects.
Say it again.
Go ahead.
According to this site, there are 1,462 species of recorded edible insects, according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. Right.
Well, yeah, the Japanese and other countries, they eat insects all the time.
Right. And so for somebody like me who has stopped eating shrimp and lobster and things like that because of health reasons, you know, for me, the Bible's been a pretty good guide at improving my health, you know, and it only lists four insects as being clean and therefore edible. So I'd be inclined not to follow the UN standards.
Yeah. Some insects probably aren't good for you. Kosher or not kosher. Biblical or not biblical.
Yeah, it depends on what they've been eating, to be quite frank.
This is true. If you're eating biblically clean animals that are eating unclean stuff, then those animals become unclean.
Pretty much. I mean, the cow that's beaten. Well, they already demonstrated that cows that eat byproducts of other cows tend to get spongiform encephalitis.
Oh, but that's kosher, so it's okay.
Right. You know? And as a result, you tend to get the same mad cow disease when you eat that cow. So
I don't eat cow, I eat moo.
Yeah. And the grocery stores that have sales on chicken wings and chicken thighs or chicken legs and chicken wings, I can't say it's every time, but, you know, a lot of times it's because the bird was cancerous and they don't let you sell the cancer. They don't let them sell the cancerous parts to you, but they will let them sell the parts that don't show it. And typically it shows up in the breast meat and stuff like that when they go cancerous. So they sell you, they salvage what they can, namely the wings and the legs, which don't show it. But the reason the bird had cancer is because it was nutritionally deficient in the first place. So you're getting nutritionally deficient meat, which would tend to give you cancer too?
Not unless you eat kryptonite with it.
Well, you know, if you eat enough nutritional food along with that, you know, nutritionally deficient food.
Right. You sprinkle some cricket flour on your nutritionally deficient chicken and bread your chicken with cricket flour and it will be healthy.
Right. But then again, you know, we're talking to people
that
who might be eating Twinkies and things like that, which, you know, I suppose cancerous chicken flesh is probably more nutritious than that, so.
Well, unless you make your Twinkies with cricket flour.
You're just having fun today, aren't you?
Cricket Twinkies and cricket ding-dongs and cricket ho-hos.
Here's another site for you. You'll like this one. Cricketflowers.com. That's FLOURS.com. Cricket Flowers.
Oh, you know what sounds good? Pumpkin pie cricket flower bun cake.
Yeah. I wonder if that gluten-free cricket flour would cook up and make a nice bread.
I think so. Here's a recipe for cricket pancakes.
Well, apparently crickets are high in B12, omega-3s. And omega-6s.
Here's a papaya coconut cricket dip. I don't know what you dip in the dip, but it could be for, I guess, cricket flour potato chips.
Anybody have a cricket pie crust?
This could make a decent cricket pie crust. It's a recipe for a sweet and savory snack with cricket flour. It's like cricket crackers.
All right, here you go.
90 seconds.
Here's some cricket
burgers.
The
Cricket Flowers site has a good listing of various nutrients found And they did a comparison between soy isolate, whey concentrate, egg white, and then cricket flour.
Ooh. Gluten-free chocolate chip banana cricket bread.
60 seconds.
Okay, you're going to have to send me that link.
Okay. It'll be in our Discord. Freefoodandmedicine.org. It's
all
a
right.
Pinterest link. I'm not a fan of Pinterest, but...
Pinterest was the site I was trying to think of earlier today. I have not figured out yet what value Pinterest really has.
It's got some value, but I'm not a fan.
And I ultimately ended up following pictures to other people who posted the picture, who got it from other people who posted the picture.
10 seconds.
And I never get back to the original website.
All right. I'm posting it under podcast topics.
All right. Thank you. Oh, my God. I don't suppose we have 30 more minutes of cricket discussion, do we?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see what we got here. Chewy cricket oatmeal and raisin cookies.
All right, seeing as we have less than 60 seconds, why don't you tell people how to get there and where to find us?
Where to go and how to get there, freefoodandmedicine.org or manicmondaypodcast.com.
Right.
Here's a cricket berry hemp seed something or other smoothie. Here's a cricket hemp seed something or other, whatever, I don't know. There's a bunch of recipes on here to make cricket stuff. Cherry, lavender, hazelnut, chicken, cricket bites. I don't know, crickets are starting to sound pretty yummy.
Well, it'd certainly be a better protein powder than most protein powders. So
that's true. Yeah. The cricket pizza.
I'd be willing to experiment.
Cricket fried rice. Whole grain cricket bread. Avocado protein cricket smoothie.
Yeah, I'll have to order a bag of aketa and see what I can do with it.
Yeah.
Just as long as it doesn't sound like this cricket that's been chirping away here.
Cricket guacamole.
Hey, guacamole.
Yeah. Fried plantain cricket cake and pigeon pie.
Now that's the banana plantain as opposed to the
oh yeah,
the herbaceous.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm highly inclined to go to sleep.
Cricket, salmon, and sardine chow?
I have no idea.
Oh, sardine. I can't read. Cricket,
sardine,
salmon,
chow?
And sardine chow.
Okay.
Cricket-flavored dog chow. Oh, not flavor.
How about crunchy cricket butter?
Cricket butter. Cricket butternut. Anyways, cricket chips. Chocolate chip cricket cookies. These are real recipes. Chocolate chip cricket brownies.
Oh, you're laughing.
Chili lime.
I know how to prepare stink bugs. I won't do it, but I know how to prepare them.
Yeah.
Because I watched an interesting documentary on all these edible bugs, and there's people that they set up traps for catching things like stink bugs and things like that, and literally, I mean, if I could verify that beetles are indeed clean, you know how easy it'd be to catch a million June bugs in the middle of summer?
Oh, man.
You know? They
just
cover your window screen.
Have my mom around.
Well, they cover your window screens. Any light you have, you set up a funnel trap, and you'd have a whole trap full of June bugs. You know those insect traps that they set out with the insect pheromones? You know, the insect bags?
Oh, yeah.
You take one of those, you remove the bag, and you insert the nozzle into a 55-gallon drum.
Right.
And basically, the insects that they attract, the more of those insects that come, the more they're attracted to that spot. So after a while, the pheromone in the trap doesn't attract them. It's all the other bugs in the trap that attracts them. And, as long as you got that funnel facing the right way, you'd end up with a 55-gallon drum full of that insects, probably overnight.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're going for stink bugs, you'd have a barrel full of stink bugs. If you're going for June bugs, it'd be June bugs.
Here's a high-protein cricket fruit dip.
There you go. Yep, yep.
There's a ton of cricket recipes.
Well,
cricket banana bread.
I've pretty much been getting up at sunrise and going to work and usually going to bed at sunset. Today was the exception.
Ooh.
So I'm assuming our blog talk recording's over.
Nah, it's still recording.
Is it?
Cricket. Fruit cricket ice pop.
Well, would you forgive me if I bowed out at this point and went to sleep?
I reached the end. Cricket burgers and soy cricket nuggets and garlic. But soy's not good for you, so my woman.
Well, soy can be good for you if it's been fermented and it's non-GMO.
GMO's the way to go.
Right.
All right. So I guess that's it for our cricket free food and medicine podcast. I don't know. Check it out. Crickets might be the next new thing. After the CBD craze is over, the cricket craze may kick in.
Yep, there may be a cricket farm on the corner of your local, in your local city.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think there's, there's cricket farms all over the place, but they may not be for human consumption.
Well, yeah, it's usually for pet stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they're going industrial with these. They're going industrial with these cricket farms. So.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I might cry. I might try some cricket brownies. Cricket pot brownies.
Well, I tell you what, they are high in protein. And if you're going to do a protein powder, that might be the way to go.
Especially if you're going to be having some space cake, cricket space cake. That's it. That's the new thing. Cricket space cake. We need to make some.
All right. I'm saying goodnight because I'm probably going to be dreaming of crickets all night long.
I'm dreaming of a cricket crumpet. All right. So long, folks. We'll see you next week. Good night.